KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning, and at 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 37 degrees in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Medevac ambulance and Atlantic Fire and Rescue were dispatched at 6:53 this morning to a two-vehicle accident at 11th and Chestnut Street. Just a couple of minutes later, Atlantic Police advised that no one had complained of injuries, and contrary to initial reports, there was no one trapped. Additional details are currently not available. And Red Oak Police Thursday night arrested a man wanted on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree for a loss of less than $200. 19-year-old Brandon Kyle Beckstead of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that at around 10:20 a.m. Thursday, they received word of an accident on Main Street in Oneida. In their report Thursday afternoon, officials said a 1986 Chevy S10 pickup owned and driven by 86-year-old Merlin Joseph Krause was parked on Main Street in Oneida when Krause drove forward over a curb and struck a light pole. He then put the vehicle in reverse and struck a 2015 Chevy Impala owned by FNB Bank, which was parked on the opposite side of Main Street. Krause's pickup then went forward again and struck a building at 764 Main Street. One passenger in the Chevy who hit their head on the windshield was transported to Cass County Hospital by Oneida Fire and Rescue for treatment of minor injuries. Damage from the crash amounted to $5,300 altogether, with the parked vehicle sustaining $3,000, the building $800, and damage to Krause's pickup at $1,500. The incident remains under investigation. A mock collision took place Thursday afternoon on the grounds of the Atlantic High School. The exercise was conducted as part of the Every 15 Minutes program, which takes place winds up today. The nationally recognized program serves to educate, demonstrate, and personalize the consequences of distracted driving and or under the influence of alcohol or drugs. It's the third time the program was presented to Atlantic High School juniors and seniors, with the last time being in 2017. According to statistics, every 15 minutes someone in the U.S. dies as a result of an alcohol-related collision. This year, nearly 12,000 alcohol and distraction-related deaths are likely to take place. Those dangerous driving habits often begin in the teen years, according to officials. You can read more about that Every 15 Minutes program under the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports six arrests took place from March 17th through the 24th. Among them, on March 24th, 47-year-old Kevin Eugene Funk of Messina was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. On March 22nd, deputies arrested 25-year-old Tyler Matthew Harrington of Lincoln, Nebraska for OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. And that same day, deputies arrested 56-year-old Craig Allen Lang of Atlantic on OWI second offense charge. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on March 21st, deputies arrested 31-year-old Melanie Margaret Mary Padilla of Cedar Rapids on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Padilla was taken to the Cass County Jail and released after time served. A call about a disturbance in Shelby Wednesday evening resulted in the arrest of a man from Walnut. The Butte County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 21-year-old Austin Daniel Malloy was taken into custody a little after 5 p.m. Wednesday. Malloy was seen trying to make entry into the Menards Distribution Center. He was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree for damages of more than $1,000 but less than $10,000, interference with official acts, public intoxication, and violation of a no-contact order. Malloy was transported to the Butte County Jail and held on bonds that amounted to $5,600. In our funeral announcements, Ronnie Paulson, age 74, of Oneida, died March 19th. Funeral services for Ronnie Paulson will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Oneida has the arrangements. David Eblin, age 73, of Greenfield, died Monday. A mass of Christian burial for David Eblin will be today at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Roger Netz, age 79, of Casey and formerly of Lewis, died Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Roger Netz will be today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Diane Sunderman, age 72, of Erling, died Monday in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Diane Sunderman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Terry Ann Bates, age 67, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Bates will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dick Kuntz, age 76, of Yale, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dick Kuntz will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Kenneth Bergstrand, age 75, of Huxley, died Monday in Ankeny. Funeral services for Kenneth Bergstrand will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Harvest Fellowship Assembly of God Church in Huxley. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died March 21st. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th. Celebration of life services for Kevin Sprague will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Larry Lee Greider, age 66, of Harlan, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Larry Lee Greider will be on Saturday at 12 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Julia Judy McCarty, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Judy McCarty will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Ronald J. Klein, age 75, of Anita, died Monday in Des Moines. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life for Ronald Klein will take place at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.